And you're like, oh, I did that again? Shit.
It's so easy that illiterate teenagers can do it.
Yeah. No education required.
Well, Carlos, you have the advantage that, do you have Mexican citizenship, actually, or was that a joke? Because you could just, like, yeah, I thought you were Mexican. I was thinking, like, you could just take off across the border, right?
I guess I could just be like, well, I would have to cross two borders to get there.
Yeah, that's true.
I could be like, all right, time to flee. It's like, I've already crossed the border once, so just do it again.
Your Hispanic accent's pretty spot on, actually.
Because I'm one of the people.
Well, you know, what's missing is that you have to take a break every like 5 minutes. Like, well, I've worked way too hard. I got to chill for a bit.
Yeah.
So whenever I go to Mexico, everyone just takes breaks.
Supreme nap-taking skills.
I'm always kind of impressed. I'm like, wow, surprised this country still functions with people taking breaks every 5-10 minutes. Like,
it's always been our way.
Alright, let's count down. 3, 2, 1. Hey everybody, welcome to the Three Angry Nerds podcast. And guess what? Even though you don't pay for jack shit for this podcast, you're getting what you paid for. That's
three. Yeah.
You're getting jack shit.
Yeah.
Well, people can pay for it. We got a Patreon, so you can pay for it and then. And if you don't like what you hear, you can be like, yo, I'm actually paying for this shit.
You're like, I hate these guys. Fuck them.
Yeah. Much as Hamid likes, gives us like $500 a month, we actually have to do everything Hamid says.
He becomes our Kev.
Alright, so I literally like just popped in the door, so I have like no news, notes to talk about. So we're just kind of got, well, we can just do this live. It may be a disaster, but it'll at least be entertaining. Corey, you shared this on your Facebook wall. I posted this earlier about... Let's talk about this first, but like, there's a video game called League of Legends, and they basically screwed over their entire fan base by basically removing a character that people paid for, and they're not refunding it or giving a return or anything like that. They're basically like, hey, you spent $5 or $10 on this character. That's cool. Thanks for the money, guys.
They're gone!
Did EA make League of Legends by any chance, or?
I know, right? You get that impression. Yeah. It's made by Riot Games. They're kind of like a runaway success story. You know, like they kind of like when that game started, it was basically. Mr. Lucas is joining us.
What? We have more?
Well, now we're the four angry nerds. Fuck that. We're no longer equitable.
Oh my gosh, we are losing money now.
What's up, Lucas?
Yo.
Lucas just like dive bombed right into the podcast.
Now, we got another founder in the room. What's going on?
Party crashing.
I'm all right.
Fuck, party crashing and shit.
Lucas, did you play League of Legends, Lucas?
I played what was called Dota when it was first being made. I played Dota. I've been playing a little bit of. What's that new Blizzard one called? Heroes of the Storm, but I don't really play League of Legends because. Just never really got around to it, or just the Dota clone.
Yeah. Well, don't spend money in those games, Lucas, because they might not give you your money back when they take away a character.
Well, that's what I've been hearing. That was my whole entire thing with Dota. Sorry, not League of Legends. Was that you had to buy all the new characters to be tier, and if you don't do things in a certain way or whatever, if you play a different character, people get pissy with you because it's a huge competition now. So I just don't play League of Legends just because the same reason why I don't play Call of Duty. I'm not really into the competition gaming.
That's kind of interesting though, because Carlos, you and I were speaking like a couple weeks ago about PT, right? How like, you know, there's all these like rumors that like people were having to disappear off their hard drive even though they downloaded it. It's no longer downloadable and all this like shady shit.
Yeah. They're like, it's like an Orwellian retcon. They're like trying to like delete all traces of it.
Yeah,
existence.
He's an unperson.
Exactly, it's an ungame, or to be more specific, an undemo.
Yeah. I mean, Corey and I are probably the closest to experts on video games. We used to run a video game news website, so I mean, you can absolutely trust.
Yeah, run it into the ground.
All right. Well, I still get people who are like, oh man, whatever happened to that? I'm like, oh, I was fine. Corey, what do you think of this? What are your thoughts on taking away characters?
I think that gives like gamers remember that stuff. Like, you know, they do stuff like that and they get a reputation like EA has.
Mass Effect 3.
But it doesn't seem to affect sales, so I don't know what to say.
People are still buying characters. Like, oh, they might take them away from us, but at this point...
Well, that's the same thing with Blizzard, where like the last expansion apparently was shit. I've just been reading into it. I haven't actually... When still people, there's, what, 7 million subscribers. So, whatever. I guess it's just the thing where people are addicted. They want to play it. Michael Bay movies.
But I'm just sort of like, on the flip side, like, wasn't it supposed to be sort of like it's like a narrative thing? Like that was why like this character was killed off. And I'm like, wait, isn't it a multiplayer game? Wait, it has a narrative? What's going on? I don't play it, so like I don't know.
On the flip side, though, there's the companies that will, like, if something goes wrong and there's fan outrage about it, they'll actually like throw out some free swag. I'm trying to think of an example, but. I know there definitely are some, right?
World of Warcraft gives Days of Play. PlayStation gave a free month when they fucked up, when everything got hacked.
EA. Everyone lost their credit card information.
Oh, EA. Mass Effect 3. They gave everybody a free Mass Effect 3 ending because he fucked up so bad.
That's true.
And it still didn't fix it.
Yeah, he still didn't fix it.
That was a good game,
because
though.
Because I'm like, there's only one way you can fix this, is if you get rid of the Star Child. And they're like, no, we want to keep the Star Child. I'm like, well, fuck you.
Artistic integrity!
I'm still mad. I'm still mad. Never let it go. Never live it down.
Never let it go. We should get t-shirts, man. Just like, never let it go, Mass Effect 3, 2013, or whatever year it was.
2012. Mass Effect 3, 2012. Never live it down.
Yeah. Speaking of shit that's gonna piss Carlos off, should we talk about that Spider-Man suit? Lulz.
I haven't seen it yet.
Why would that piss me off? It was random fan art.
Well, here's the thing: it's not official, but
it's fan art that was posted by Latino Review.
Yeah, and they're like, "This is the Spider-Man costume from the upcoming film," and. To put it mildly, it's basically, like a cheap
a hoodie
costume. It doesn't look like this Spider-Man costume.
I think I read the theory that since he's appearing in Civil War, right? Like, his costume starts off like a kid would have it, but then Tony Stark gives him, like, some pimped-out costume. That's what I've heard.
What I'm thinking. Same thing. Yeah. If you were actually starting a superhero, your outfit would look like shit. It wouldn't look like a fancy-dancy, like, you know, suit. Unless they give him an excuse, like his father gave it to him, or, you know, Krypton or some
hey,
shit.
Hey, this isn't Tassim. I'm just sort of, okay, know what I just imagined now is that Tassim 3 is that, like, maybe Peter finds another secret base that his father made, and inside of it is the Iron Spider suit in sort of like a similar, like,
base.
You know, like how Man of Steel... When the suit was inside of the ship, it's like the same thing.
No.
And it's like, father is like, I knew you were going to become Spider-Man, so I made a suit for you in advance.
Have you guys read the actual, like, the supposed, like, plot that was supposed to be for, like, the planned one for Amazing Spider-Man 3?
No.
Is that the one where they where he made everyone come back from the dead?
Reincarnation, yeah.
What? Are you serious?
I mean, I can't say I'm surprised.
That's like crazy.
The steak is amazing. Oh my gosh.
It sounds
amazing. Can you guys hear these jawbreakers?
That this steak is amazing. 3 engineers. 2015.
It's like so funny. The steak is actually like really well done. It's on the George Foreman grill.
Where'd you get it from?
Oh, come on.
Super steak.
What cut is it?
I don't even
know. Bush? Ribeye? Did it cost you $40?
No.
Okay.
It's good though. Anyways, the Spider-Man costume. I'm thinking that it's probably that, like, this is like the Mark 1. that Iron Man had, you know? Where it's like the one he's kind of spouting at first, and it's not like the greatest costume, and then, yeah, midway through the movie, like, someone's like, yo, Spider-Man, you can't be, like, wearing that.
So, well, if they explain that, it's completely, like, we all knew what it was going to look like when we watched Iron Man, because we've seen the comic books, like, that steel kind of cape. And they were like, oh, this is just, like, the Spider-Man costume for the real Spider-Man costume, then. Completely acceptable.
Yeah, I get the idea of a proto outfit, but the thing is that, like, because, I mean, we've seen proto outfits in MCU films before. Like, obviously, you have the Mark I Iron Man suit, which served a narrative purpose. You had, like, sort of like that early Captain America costume when he was a showgirl, and that also served a narrative purpose. But the whole point is that I don't give a shit about this because it's fucking fan art posted by Latino Review. Like, I'm just sort of just like, fuck.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like the Daredevil suit he has before he gets his actual suit. Like, just the black clothes.
That idea of the proto suit. I'm fine with the idea of the proto suit, but I'd want something a little bit more tangible than this before saying that this is what's going to happen. So.
I love the guy that's playing Spider-Man. Like, he's on his Instagram or whatever. He keeps being like, hey, look, guys, I'm going to play Spider-Man. He keeps doing backflips. And I'm just
all
like,
the backflips. He doesn't even swing. He just backflips down the street repeatedly.
Backflips off a building.
Like, that's how he walks down the street when he's headed. He's like, I heard that there was a crime on Fifth Avenue. Okay. And he just starts backflipping down the sidewalk and people are looking at him.
I paid his stamp.
By the way, we have a new podcast to compete with. Carlos probably knows what I'm talking about. It's called Comic
Cast. Oh, those fucks. Yeah, so if you're on comicbookmovie.com, you might notice that there's this new group of jokers who are trying to edge in on our territory with their own podcast. They're a bunch of jerks. Don't listen to them.
Not going to end well for them. I'm telling them that. I'm laying the smackdown right
now. Yep. Speaking of, like, popularity, what was with the jump in our, like, our fan reach? Did you guys see that?
What, 1,700 yep. now? Holy fuck.
Read the.
See what happens when Lucas leaves? We spike in popularity.
No, actually, it's kind of like around when Lucas comes back, kind of.
God damn it!
The 1,500 was before he came back, but the
1,700... You probably tried to play
with
shit
up. I mean, sorry, Carlos. I know you want to have your ego stroked a little.
Oh, hey, come on. Like, you guys were at, like, nil before I showed up. I did most of the legwork.
But we're kind of like... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia in the first season. Like, we were pretty popular, but, you know, like, we were kind of indie. And then you're kind of like the Danny DeVito in season two. You just kind of come in. Everyone's just kind of like, we know you're here to boost the ratings, but we kind of, we'll just begrudgingly, you know, take you on.
Oh, so he's like The Rock from WWE. He only comes in with, you know, any rating.
No, he's kind of like The Rock in the Fast and Furious franchise. It's just like, okay, I mean, you might boost our ratings.
Did you guys know there's a Fast and Furious parody movie?
Yes.
Like, yeah, I saw it on Netflix.
I thought that was Fast and I thought that was just the Fast and Furious movies in themselves. I thought they
they're kind of parodies of themselves. But...
They're all just, you know, riffing on the greatest movie of all time, Point Break. So.
Point Break.
Yes. Amazing movie.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah?
Apparently she's kind of, she's been in talks, and she confirmed that she's talking with Marvel. It's kind of funny when she was talking about it, she's like, yeah, I got an offer to play it, but I'd really like to play a random DC character called Black Orchid that nobody's heard of. And they're just like, why are you doing that? Like, just tell us you're going to play Clear or whatever.
Yeah, I thought that was a little bit weird. Like, that's her response. It, like, came across like she doesn't know how to... like, conduct herself in terms of, like, talking about that type of a negotiation, because it seems like a weird way to respond to the question. being like, yeah, oh yeah, I guess I'm talking to them, sort of, but like, you know, I really want to do this other thing. But yeah, I know this was reported as a rumor, but then obviously when someone asked her about it, being like, hey, are you actually talking about Doctor Strange? She's like, yeah. Although someone else said that there's actually been made an offer and that she hasn't decided yet. So, I mean, I'm just sort of thinking her being like, sign the damn paper, you leap.
Yeah, but you know, it's like all these actors, right? They're like, oh, I don't know if Marvel will let me do other stuff. And then Marvel's like, of course we will.
Exactly, because like, think about how many people have been signed onto their like 19 movie contracts and they're all still making other things.
Yeah, of course. Chris Evans was in a...
Chris Hemsworth, he was, you know, he played Thor and he was in that Rush movie, which was really good.
He's in Cabin in the Woods, too. Did you guys see,
Evans, didn't he play Human Torch, too?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Did you guys see, Snowpiercer that he was in, the sci-fi movie?
Yeah,
I liked it, too.
It was kind of an interesting movie because the first time I watched it, I got bored and turned it off. And then everyone's like, oh, no, you gotta, like, wait.
Yeah.
So I watched the whole thing and I'm like, oh yeah, shit, you can't like bail on that movie halfway through. You have to stick through it.
Well, yeah, it's just like the stakes get higher and higher the further up the train they get.
Yeah.
Well, that military guy?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
They're beefing up his role to be more of like a military liaison for the Justice League. So he'll kind of be like the Agent Coulson of...
be like, hi, I'm Wonder Woman's boyfriend, but I'm also going to be like important. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to be important. Trust me.
I thought he was rumored for a Green Lantern, wasn't he? Or...
And but this is the point where everyone was talking about is they're like, no, we wanted him for Green Lantern. Well, he signed for Steve Trevor, so it's over.
Yeah, the funny thing is, it's pretty much it is official. It was on the trades, but people are still like, well, he could be playing Green Lantern. It's like, when are you going to accept?
Hoping beyond hope.
I kind of want Shia LaBeouf to play Green Lantern.
He's my hero.
No, that would actually make so much sense because, like, you know, like how being a Green Lantern's all about like willpower, and he'll be like, "Just do it."
Yeah. Make your dreams come true.
It's like, don't let your dreams be dreams. You're gonna get to the point where anyone else would quit, and you're not gonna stop there. Yep.
Sorry, confirmed.
Yeah, confirmed.
Superman, Dawn of Do It.
He is in the trailer? When?
It was a joke because someone took that Just Do It and put it over the Batman v Superman trailer. So it'll show like shots of Batman and then like Shia just appears. He's like, just do
it. And he's just standing on the Batmobile. It's awesome.
Yeah. Just do it. It's actually kind of
do it.
Don't do it.
Do you want to talk about Gambit? In case anyone...
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's funny because that ended Channing up... Nobody left. Cares about Gambit, but that ended up being, like, the biggest news story of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, basically, yeah, it sounds like, it's either that he's basically trying to get more money from them or he actually has quit. I'm going to guess that he probably...
I think it was probably creative differences because he was... a producer on the film as well, I believe. So probably it wasn't a money issue.
He probably read the script and was like, wait, shit.
Wait, this is bad. I'm out.
There's a lot of people that leave those films for creative differences, though. Well, director-wise.
Well, I think it's always like the go-to, right? Like, It's probably like, oh, you, you know, I'm sure like Edgar Wright banged Kevin Feige's wife or something. Really, they're just saying, oh no, actually, it's because of creative differences.
You're sure of that?
So you saw that? So you saw that editorial?
He walked in on it.
I remember saying back in the day when Gambit was first announced, and it was basically sort of like understood slash rumored that the reason why they hired Channing Tatum was because the female producer, Lauren Shuler Donner, thought he was really hot. And so I sort of made the joke. I was like, the only reason this movie's getting made is because she wants to bang Channing Tatum. And I was like, maybe he finally realized that that was in his contract. And he's like, oh, wait, shit, I'm going to bail.
Hey, man, even I want to bang Channing Tatum, like.
Would he be good fuck?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just a tactic for him to, like, make it. Like, he'll come
back. We'll see.
I don't know. Kind of hoping it gets canceled.
Yeah, you just hate Gambit.
So. Well, I hate Gambit, it's and I also hate cards, Fox, so it's a twofer.
Yeah, that's the thing, you're biased.
Wait, what? Wait, what? Curtis is calling me biased? This whole podcast is biased.
Oh, you're not supposed to say that out loud, Carlos. Jeez.
Oh, shit. Quick, edit it.
Quick.
Anyways, I don't think this is the last we've seen of, what's his name as Gambit? The man I ran into one time. Should we talk about this Netflix stuff, Carlos? You're probably, like, more in tune with it than I am.
I guess.
Yeah, fill us in, Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos.
Wait, what specific Netflix? Which
fill us in, this? Carlos. That's what she said.
Is that what she said?
No. No. Get off me.
Which, what are you talking about specifically?
How did you get into my house?
I guess it's not rape if you technically asked me before you did it.
What's the joke? Like, how much time has to pass between the words don't and stop?
Worst joke ever on this podcast.
It's like, congratulations. We've just reached a new low. Excellent. Yeah.
1,700 people want to listen to these jokes, apparently.
Is that the title of this week's podcast? 1,700 people want to listen to this
joke? I don't know. It's a bit long.
That sounds like a clickbait article. Like, you'll
never
guess what this joke is.
Are we going full Wilding?
Hey, Carlos. That's what she said.
Actually, going full Wilding doesn't sound like a bad episode title either, although it's sort of an in-joke. What? He has no authority here.
I guess not, but you never...
It's like that king from Lord of the Rings. You have no power here!
Those that don't know, the tyranny of Josh Wilding was made put to an end this week. I mean, I'm kidding. I don't think he's that bad, but some people on comic book movie really do hate the guy. And, yeah, he was kind of, like, getting hounded on by users this week, so... If you go to comic movie and you see a lot of hatred for Josh Wilding, that's why. Anyways, Carlos, what's this Thunderbolts TV show I heard about? It's official.
No, it's not official. Because it's not. It was literally a rumor that somebody said.
Well, I want to see a Thunderbolts TV show. Why isn't it official?
Because it's not.
Thunderbolts is amazing.
Well, I don't know, man. No, it was amazing.
Well,
Team America. That's better.
Okay,
TV show, I'll still watch it.
Okay, do you want a Thunderbolts TV show?
No,
anyway,
no, like,
what I was
going to
say was that...
Go ahead.
What I was going to say was that this was a rumor that came out recently that apparently someone was saying that a Thunderbolts TV show is something that is going to be possibly being developed for Netflix. And what I was trying to say about it was that this is not official. We have no idea whether or not this is true. But me personally, I am sort of hoping that it's not, because I feel like there's a lot of other properties that deserve to be put on Netflix prior to something like the Thunderbolts. And also because I'm sort of wondering is Daniel Brohl going to be playing Zemo on this show? Because if he's not, then there's really no point to this show being made. So I don't know.
I can see them probably thinking about it.
Yeah, thinking about it, but I'm like, okay, well, like, people have been basically, like, begging for, like, a whole bunch of other properties, and they're like, okay, Thunderbolts. I'm like, ah.
So what about Jessica Jones? I heard it's coming out this year, Carlos. Is that true?
What about Jessica Jones? Can you say that again?
I heard it's coming out this year. Is that true?
Well, they haven't given a date yet, but we do know. We already knew that it was coming before the end of the year, so I thought that was a little bit of a non-news story.
Well, they kind of confirmed that it's basically coming. We're trying to get a Netflix show out every 6 months.
Yeah, that was the other bit of that story, was them saying that they want to make sure they have a new season up at least every 6 months, if not more. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. Like, we were sort of figuring that was sort of semi on the way, although some people were saying it might take 8 or 9 months, but if they're sort of like trying to commit to like sort of like a 6 month schedule, I'm like, that's pretty good. But I feel like that even that is going to end up changing, because I mean, like, you have 4 shows that are going to be debuting, and I mean, like, if you're talking about including second seasons, I mean, we already know that Daredevil season 2 is going to be launching in April, right? And we're getting Jessica Jones at the end of the year. Well, we're also getting Luke Cage, but, like, is Jessica Jones season 2 also going to be at the end of next year? Because then you have 3 seasons a year, and you've already gotten more than 1 every 6 months, right? It's like one of those things where I feel like it's just going to start, like, adding on top of each other, and you're just going to get more and more and more, so.
That's probably what's happening, because, I mean, they're kind of like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this in 6 months, and I'm like, yeah, that's going to last probably a year or two, but then you're going to have to, there's no way they can do it.
No, they'll have, like, a million Marvel shows.
They'll be like, yeah, I know that the Defenders was going to come out this year, but we got to wait till the shit comes out.
It'll be using, sort of like, Z-list characters.
Why people are even talking about Thunderbolts when, like, Thunderbolts has nothing to do with, like, those street level characters, really. So I'm sort of like, that seems like a waste of a slot, to be honest. Like, where's my Moon Knight show? Come on.
So I don't know if we talked about this last week, but Zack Snyder or someone tweeted out a picture of him and his son, and they're like, the boy wonder, and everyone's like, oh, I guess he's playing Robin.
It's hinted that, well, it seems like the Joker killed Robin, like, from the trailer, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Wait, didn't you talk about this last week?
I wasn't here last week.
It's news to
Corey. Corey's just like, oh my gosh.
Corey came off his drug bender, and he's like, shit, really?
What year is it?
You have just turned into Kyle Reese. It's like, what year?
Yeah, and like Terminator Genesis, you wake up in a really messed up and dumb reality.
Yeah, that movie was
the robot cool. Apocalypse.
Like, what? Was what it? Day is it? What year?
Jeez, I only took like 18 Valium. Why did I get end up fucked up?
Yeah.
Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, Boy Wonder. So anyways, a lot of people are like, yeah, it's happening. Spider-Man writers are officially on board. They were rumored, but they're now official. They're actually happening. So they kind of talked about basically what they want to do with the movie, and basically the idea is that Spider-Man will be like a John Hughes film, where it's a coming of age story.
As long as it's not a I hope it's not an origin story though, because like,
come on, Corey, get your shit together. They already said it was an origin story.
I clearly don't have my shit together. Like,
I mean, yeah, when you go on a 2 week drug bender, I mean, what do you expect?
Like, well, I was like on. Ready to do, I think, one of the podcasts, and I like just passed out because I'd been drinking. It was like 5 minutes before it started too. I woke up and saw like one missed call. I was like, oh shit.
We're doing this, right? I'm like, yeah, 5 minutes. I'm like, wait, where did he go?
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 5 minutes when it comes to Corey, apparently.
Yeah, Corey lives a life of 5 minutes.
Oh, I was going to say another thing about the Netflix shows, just because this was fairly recent, like this was posted just really a couple hours ago, is that we've received confirmation from the showrunner for Jessica Jones that Rosario Dawson will be showing up during that show as Claire Temple. So if you've seen the first season of Daredevil, which you should have seen, then you know who that is, and that she will be a character who shows up on that show. So. God damn it!
Well, the whole universe is connected. Like, even Daredevil is in the same universe as, like, the Avengers, right? They'll just probably never interact. Yes. Yeah.
One day.
I've been watching that film, or that show, Silicon Valley, and I've been trying to find roles for all of the actors in that, and I'm pretty sure most of them are ending up in my vision of a Punisher TV show, which, by the way, is apparently
he's going to be the villain for the next season of Daredevil.
Yeah.
Yeah, or, he is. And then they've kind of confirmed that they're doing a spin-off TV show.
Well, is he going to be the villain, or is he just going to be an antagonist? Like, he's just after Daredevil because he does crazy shit.
I was going to say, I don't think he's technically being considered the villain, but, like, they more of an antagonist in that, because obviously we know that Punisher is a very anti-hero. The showrunners did say that the seasons, they sort of like subtitle, they haven't given an official subtitle, but they sort of call it off camera. They call the season Daredevil versus Punisher. I'm sure there's going to be more in the line of like real villains in it, but that obviously that conflict between these two semi-heroic characters is going to be a major factor. Backbone. I'm sure by the end of it, they're going to be like, let's team up.
Well, Kingpin's going to hire him or whatever, and then he's like, go kill that guy, and that's basically it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
It's gonna be like, I couldn't see Punisher working for Kingpin, though. That's not his, like... He's more like hard justice kind of guy.
Yeah, no, I don't see Punisher getting hired by Kingpin, but maybe, like, there's another sort of, like, a stand-in for Kingpin who works for him. And that's the sort of character that eventually the two of them have to team up to fight or something, or maybe things get manipulated by the scene so that they fight. Because, of course, we also know that it was established in the first season that obviously that Daredevil, like in the comics, has a very strict no-killing policy, whereas, you know, Frank's policy is kill everything.
No living.
No survivors. Right? It's like nobody left standing if they've even, like, jaywalked. Right? So, obviously that's going to cause them to fall into conflict just sort of naturally, but I still feel like they just haven't revealed yet who is going to end up being sort of like that villain. Now, in terms of someone being hired by the Kingpin, that's probably a lot more likely to end up being Elektra, who we also know is going to be on that season.
Or is Bullseye going to be in this season? Or
It's been rumored.
Yeah.
It's been very heavily rumored. There's been a couple people who they sort of been like, is this person actually in talks? They haven't nobody working for the show has technically name dropped him yet, and they have not cast anyone in the role. But it seems to be a pretty strong sort of inkling that he's going to be there.
I thought the casting for Punisher was kind of weird, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he plays a pretty intense guy on other stuff.
Shane. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
I just watched that yesterday, actually.
Like, oh, yeah, that movie's kind of amazing. But it's really... the thing I kind of thought was funny about it is people are like, oh, man, Shane and Walking Dead. I'm like, not really. I keep remembering him as the guy from the Wolf Wall Street that was peddling the drug.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this, but apparently some casting rumors on the next Spider-Man, the reboot.
Wait, are you talking about the Microsoft Word document that somebody made?
I don't know, Carlos. I mean, we should probably talk about it in case it's...
No, we should talk about this because this came out yesterday around the same time that that Latina Review posted that fan art. It was actually on the same Latina Review article.
I didn't see it, but I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it now. And what it was, okay, so somebody opened up Microsoft Word... and they made this little like cast list for Spider-Man reboot. And, you know, obviously everyone was talking about it being all like, oh my gosh, is this true? And I'm like, dude, I could have made this photo. Like, this is a load of shit.
Anyways, Carlos, let's stop shitting on this. Can we finally talk about it? Because if it's true, it's kind of cool.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just setting the fucking stage, you fucker.
Alright. So, Vulture and Scorpion are apparently in the film. They're going to be played by Billy Zane and Jason Biggs.
Billy Zane, just because he's bald? Yeah, let's take him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let's get Patrick Stewart as a... Actually, he might make a good Vulture, actually. If he was a bit younger.
I don't know, but... if...
Anyways. Okay.
Apparently, I just read this... Maybe we were going to say the same thing. There was a Star Wars live-action TV show rumor for Netflix, too. Do you guys hear that? Or is that old news?
I heard about that today, yeah. That's another rumor that's out there.
How do we just, like, stumble across these big things? Like, oh, there might be some Star Wars...
Something, yeah.
Like, it might happen.
There might be an Adam Warlock in Civil War.
Are you guys, what? Disney properties.
It's like, rumor, Kevin Feige has actually said that nobody is allowed to use Adam Warlock, ever. Curse just flipped the table.
Honestly, if I don't see Adam Warlock by the end of Phase 3, I'm going to go hunt down James or Kevin Feige. Seriously, what the fuck? You have all these chances, and you're going to do it? Yeah, it's anyways, let's see here. Rachel Fox, who I have no clue who that is apparently playing Mary Jane. Google search here, see what she looks like, see if she's hot enough. People who are familiar with Rogue Machine will get that joke.
Curtis, you're like really distant and cutting out. What's going on?
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. I was wondering if my internet.
Alright, is it better now?
Everything's kind of. I don't know who it is.
Everything is really like buzzy and fuzzy. Fuzzy wuzzy.
Oh. I can hear you guys okay.
Must be on your end.
Maybe.
Asshole.
Fun fact, I actually have Gremlins in my computer. I was trying to keep it on the DL, but you guys just totally busted that.
Like a Mogwai or a Gremlin?
An actual Gremlin.
No. Oh, shit.
I fed it after midnight, and I'm now living with the consequences. So anyways, Rachel Fox is apparently playing Mary Jane. I don't know if that's...
MJ.
Yeah, this might not be true, but... The funny thing is like, she's 19, which is kind of like... You know they did that on purpose, just so in case, like, anybody's like... Like, you know, oh, she's really attractive, I want to jerk off. They're like, oh, wait, no, actually, I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, now it's...
Yeah, but do we have to like Mary Jane? Was... Like, come on, let's just do Gwen... You know, like,
I don't think they want to do Gwen Stacy after the mishandling that was the Amazing Spider-Man.
Franchise. Yeah, but still, like, I just don't like Mary Jane as a character, ever. Like, even the comic book, she was kind of crap. Just, like, so one-dimensional. Like,
apparently, Liz Allen is in this film as well, played by Sammy Gale.
Oh, wow.
And Miranda Cosgrove is playing Betty Brant, so that's kind of cool. Sounds like they're not just going with one woman.
I love Betty.
Peter's life.
Yeah, Betty was good.
And Archie. Betty was my favorite, too. Yeah.
Would bang Betty. Confirmed.
Confirmed here. You heard it.
Holy shit. The girl that could be playing Betty was in that movie School of Rock. That's going to be really awkward.
Which one was she?
I think she was like the brainy one. You know, the one that was always a bit of a smart
ass. Yeah. The teacher's pet.
Yeah. Just gonna be kind of awkward if she's like really hot now and of age, because I will go back and watch that and be like, oh, this is gonna be totally awkward.
The only thing I actually care about with Spider-Man wise is J.K. Simmons. Is he gonna actually play JJJ? That's all
Simons?
I care.
Jeez, Carlos
Simons?
Or not
Simmons.
J.K. Simmons?
Simmons, yeah. Sorry. Is that his name?
Is it
J.K. Simmons, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently Timothy Chalamet, who, I think he was actually like up for the running of Spider-Man originally.
Oh, was he? Oh.
I don't know. Carlos will probably shoot me down on that.
No, you were right. He was on the list, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. He's apparently up for Harry Osborn.
Okay.
So, they're setting that up again after they did that, you know, two other times. Tyler Posse is playing Ned Leeds. Now, I recognize the name Ned Leeds, but I kind of forget, like, who he actually
Ned Leeds was another member of the Daily Bugle staff. He was the guy who actually ended up marrying Betty Brant, and then he was also the Hobgoblin for a little bit. He has problems.
Right.
Just for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, just for a little bit, because it turned out he wasn't actually the Hobgoblin, and that he was being manipulated by the real Hobgoblin, so that in case the Hobgoblin was ever captured, that the real Hobgoblin wouldn't be implicated. It's a lot of weird shit.
Comics wasn't that one of the newer storylines? Yeah, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't, dude. That was a long, long time ago. That was like... I know, that was a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Now the Hobgoblin's always doing that for some reason. He's always some like guy that... whatever news reporter or something like that. Isn't the last one, wasn't he like that?
Well, there was a news reporter. Was it? Well, that was Phil Urich, who ended up being the... ended up being like the Goblin Knight or something.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, there's like a lot of news reporters that end up being goblins. I'm like, what's going on?
It's kind of weird, yeah. I don't know. Google it.
Apparently, Hugh Laurie is playing J. Jonah. That's what I want to say. So, Gregory Hales himself.
I don't know.
I love how, like, everyone's just like, oh, I guess.
I think he's just there for, like, star power. You know, recognition, because there's not a lot of big names in the...
Well, it's not like he's really been in much lately.
Nope.
He's in Tomorrowland, apparently.
But nobody watched Tomorrowland, so how would we know that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, no one saw that movie, so no one's going to be like, hey, that guy from Tomorrowland.
I was going to say, yeah, because what is it, that was Disney's latest live-action movie. Nobody went to see it, so they're like, I guess we're canceling Tron 3. Good job, guys.
Well, they're probably like, well... He sucked in Tomorrowland. Let's give him a second chance and put him in Spider-Man. I guess that's it, really. They're kind of just like, oh, apparently Forrest Whitaker is playing Robbie Robertson.
Yeah, why not?
Seems like, yeah, why not? Because this is probably all bullshit.
Yeah, we need a black guy.
Exactly. This is just like, okay, good enough. Oh, wait, and also oh my god, I forgot his name because... He was just some, but there was also some black kid was playing Flash Thompson. And I was like, uh-oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
Oh, Carlos, are you going to be racist again? I thought we told you to, like, kind of trim that down a bit.
I actually didn't care. I was going to say I didn't care, but I figured there was going to be another controversy if that ended up being true. And they're like, oh my gosh, you turned the bully into the black guy, of course.
Wow, Carlos, way to bury this podcast and more racist.
Carlos is racist. There's an episode title for me.
There we go. I guess that's it. Carlos is racist.
We have one called White is Right.
That was also me.
You know what? Those actually, when we bumped up from 1,500 listeners to 1,700, fun fact, those were all white supremacists. So.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They only like kind of like Carlos just because he identifies with their cause. So, anyways, yeah. So, Jacob Lattimore, who is African American, and is 18 years old, is playing Flash Thompson.
Allegedly.
See, that's how you should do it, Carlos. That's how you be respectful.
Allegedly.
Flash. There's gonna be protests.
Probably. I mean, people didn't like when the Human
Torch. Yeah, was, Michael B. Jordan.
Cast, so. Now, I read this on IGN today, and I kind of just paused and I read it again. Now I'm like, I don't know what the hell people are thinking, but apparently there's going to be a live exorcism performed on TV.
What?
What?
Okay.
What? Yeah.
Apparently there's going to be, it's going to be called Exorcism Live, which is such a dumb name for a, you know, TV show, but anyway,
straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, they're to the point. They're like, hey, this is gonna be a live exorcism. But what I just find funny is, like,
Part of me's like, oh, well, exorcism and all this kind of bullshit is kind of dumb and not realistic. But then part of me's like, wait, if it is real and you show it to a bunch of people, wouldn't that just, like, piss off some kind of spirits or something? Like, wouldn't they just be like, yo, that is not cool. We did not sign off on this. Anyways, that's the dumb news of this week, I guess.
All right.
Apparently Ryan Reynolds wants to do a Deadpool Wolverine team up film with Hugh Jackman.
That Hugh Jackman was done though.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, he's too busy, you know, quitting.
Like, yeah, he's been trying to get out of his Wolverine for I don't know, whoever.
Yeah. Well, he kind of like sounds like basically the last of his movies is gonna be Old Man Logan, which it's all but confirmed at this point. So.
Yeah, pretty much. No, he did put out a message to ask fans to, you know, suggest ideas of what they want to see, which is pretty cool.
Which he's not going to listen to.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, oh, you should do an X-Force film. Like,
yeah.
He's selecting good ideas. Please, guys, please.
You should do a film where you and Cyclops go across the country and try to pick up Jean Grey. Like, no, fuck no. That's a dumb idea. What are you talking about?
Wait, was that an actual idea or is that just something you made up?
No, I'm just saying, like, there's probably people that are listening to so many dumb ideas. He probably did it more for, you know.
It's a Twitter thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't really give a shit.
It was actually funny because, what is it? I saw that it was posted that he posted, like, a little, like, you know, like, how sometimes on social media to sort of, like, show that they care that, like, celebrities will post, like, 15-second videos being like, thanks, guys. He did one of those. He's like, thanks, guys. You guys are the best fans ever. Okay, bye. It's like, takes them, like, 2 seconds to do that. And everyone's like, oh, look, he's such a class act. I'm like, he wasn't actually reading any of them.
Did you guys hear this? The news Star Wars related this week that apparently Michael Jackson was at one point up to play Jar Jar Binks.
Yes, I read that.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like, okay.
I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's, you know, Jake Lloyd would have even more to be fucked up about.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, thank you, what?
I was talking to my roommate.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
breaking the fourth wall.
We have homes.
Yeah, so how are you guys feeling about True Detective's second season?
I've only watched the first 3 episodes, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, Michael Lombardo, who's the president of HBO, says that he's enormously proud of it.
I don't think it's a total failure. It couldn't have, like, there's no chance it was going to live up to season one, obviously. Yeah.
I don't think
that's necessarily true, but.
It's quite different than
it's quite different.
The first season.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're trying to kind of be subversive with the whole thing, right? Like, when you think they're going to do something like they did in season one, they're like, oh, no, we're not doing something like that. And it's like, I get that, and I can respect that, but I can tell, I know that people are like, yo, you gotta do it exactly like season one. You gotta have this guy with his mustache and this guy with his adultery, and it's like, no, they're not gonna do that.
I think a lot of the criticism was just like, where are you going with this? Like, you know, it was kind of...
Which I kind of get, too.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, what do you expect? They're not gonna lay out their entire plan in, like, the first few episodes.
Well, they...
And now...
They had two main characters, and they... You know, doubled up on the main characters. It's a lot to follow.
I mean, I'll be honest, after the midpoint, it kind of picked up. Like, they have now, like, a bit more of a direction on where they're going. The last episode was kind of amazing. But...
Yeah, I heard that. I haven't seen it yet, but.
I think it's going to end well. I just think that, yeah, most people are going to probably complain about the first half being kind of lame, which I kind of get. I mean, I don't quite agree with it, but I can get by what you're saying.
I miss Velcoro's mustache.
Velcoro in general. Anytime he's not in the, like, whenever they put the other guy, I forget the Taylor Kitsch's character, I'm just like, I don't care about you.
Yeah, Woodrow.
Like, I don't care that you used to be gay. I don't care that you've got like a crazy mom. I don't care about any of your life.
Wait, you can used to be gay? That's kind of strange.
Yeah, his character used to be gay, and then his gay ex-lover comes up to him and is like, hey, remember when we used to do this? And he's like, whoa, 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 I don't do that now. It's like, well...
What is it, like Karma Chameleon? Like, what's going on here? Like, ah.
But it is kind of funny because it's like, obviously, like, his character, like, they kind of just throw that out there that his character used to be gay, and then they never pick up on it again. It's basically like, oh, he used to be gay. And then it's basically like...
Yeah, it's like an informed ability. They're like, oh, by the way...
Well, he wasn't too interested in his, like, out-of-this-world hot girlfriend, like, who just apparently all she does all day is lay in bed in lingerie and, like, ask to suck his dick. Like, that...
He's like, maybe I have to shower first.
He's like...
And pop Viagra, yeah.
Yeah, if that were me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, shower can wait. I don't care.
Well, it's because he needs to take, like, again, he needs to take half an hour for his Viagra to kick in, so... Yeah,
because it used to be gay.
Is that how it works, Carlos?
Carlos,
it's all told very visually if you're paying attention, but whatever. Fine.
I don't know what Viagra does, Carlos. I don't even know how it works.
I've never heard of it.
I'm on the ignorant end of things. Okay, I'm just kidding. I guess that's it. I don't have any other news to talk about unless we missed something that Carlos is.
We missed everything.
Everything, Carlos?
Everything.
Should we talk about the fake Josh Walden account and a fake Nate account that popped up in Rumble? That's amazing. Anyways. Oh, apparently there's a premiere date for the Deadpool trailer.
Tonight?
Wait, isn't there already a Deadpool trailer? Or you mean the second one?
I thought it leaked or something.
It's like the first one, I guess. Tuesday, August 4th. So you gotta wait a few more days. Alright, that's it. Should we move to emails?
Yes.
Okay.
Wrap this up, put a bow on it, hand it to Carlos to put in the Canada Post box, deliver it.
Door to door.
Canada Post is still around? I'm amazed.
Okay. First email is from Sam. Sam says, "Hi, nerds.
Hello.
If you had to give one underutilized comic book character his or her own film, who would you choose?"
Oh, wow. That'd be a good one. Underused.
I guess.
Underused in the sense that they didn't get their own film yet, or?
Yeah, I guess. Or maybe they did, and it was, like, crappy, you know. I guess I'd say Young Justice. That would be my answer.
Is that a character?
Well, I'm gonna cheat, Carlos, and say a team of characters.
I guess that's fair.
The logic still is sound on that one, I think.
I think they need to give Spawn another shot.
Yeah.
When Spawn number one came out, people bought it all up thinking it's going to be so valuable, and then they're like, nope, because everyone's got it.
I'm actually gonna appease Hamid and say a DC character. I know, crazy talk, right?
I already said a DC character. Hamid's happy.
No, I'm saying, like, for me. Come on, Curtis. Okay. I'm going to say one of those characters that I've said for so long that I've wanted to see, Dr. Fate. Love to see a Dr. Fate movie. Come on, DC.
Kind of surprised you didn't say Fantastic Four. I thought you would get all, like, smirky on us.
Fantastic Four, like, they're not technically underutilized because, I mean, like, they're getting a new fake
movie. Oh, they had, like, an embargo on reviews. Like, that's never a good sign.
Oh, yeah. Like, I guess that's another piece of news that we haven't touched on is that the Fantastic Four review embargo, someone said exactly when it is, and apparently it's, like, 36 hours before the movie comes out, which is never a good sign.
It comes out after the movie comes out.
Well, the funny thing is
that's just for the online reviews. Print review embargoes are on the same day that it comes out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the funny thing is like, Fox has been doing their best to basically hide this film. Like, marketing's been kind of shitty. They've been trying to, like, hide all the bad news and press about it. Like
the reshoots.
Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, like, Like, they're gonna just try to basically put it out under the radar. Hopefully nobody will notice it's a crappy movie, or they will and it'll be too late. Like,
it'll be like,
oh, this movie sucked.
Yeah.
Too bad you bought a ticket. All right, Lucas.
I'm gonna say the same thing with like a DC character. I would really like to see, and this is coming from the cartoon series, not the Raven that we all know from the comic book series. The Raven actually from Teen Titans, the cartoon series, I'd actually like to see that character developed. Because she actually had a lot of, like, her demonic past, her her emotions and how they play out, stuff like that. She seems to be, like, a really interesting and cool character. I just don't know why she's never been fleshed out more as that. Whereas the Raven we know now in comic books and, I think, video games, she's, like, really dark and really doesn't have any kind of character. Yeah, fun or just more of a character, period. She just seemed to have no... Like, I was surprised because How I Met Raven was on the cartoon show. It wasn't actually in the comic books. And in the comic books, she just seemed so shallow, would be the word, I guess. So, I don't know. But that's what I would actually like to see. Or maybe actually a Rogue movie where Rogue actually has Ms. Marvel's powers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where, like, Rogue is actually a character? That'd be
yeah.
cool.
Hey, guys, there's the Rogue cut.
Oh, God, I don't even want to see that. That would break my heart.
all right. Let's see what else we got going here. Chad says, Chad wants to know, I want to get back into comics. What is the best way for me to find comics to read? Do you suggest I go to a store and buy physical comics, or do you prefer or suggest that people go online to places like Comixology to get their comics?
It all depends on what your time is like. If you ride the bus all the time, or the SkyTrain, as we call it in Vancouver, my friend, he does all his purchasing on his phone or whatever, and that's how he watches it or reads up all his comic books. I personally like going down and actually buying my own comic books. There's just kind of an excitement to it, I guess. Did you ask where to start? Like, which comic book you should buy?
Yeah, he's kind of sounds like he's kind of starting off, so.
I'd start with Ninja Turtles. The reboot was pretty good. From Dark Horse. And what's starting out right now as it is? And what's the DC one that's been pretty good? Rocket Raccoon's been pretty good. And what else was there? DC, I don't know. I don't really read much DC, but that's been my suggestion.
The thing is, if you go to like sites like Comixology 2 or apps or whatever, they will like suggest comics too. So when you're done, they'll be like, hey, did you like this? You should read this as well. So, I mean, that's a good way to start too, is just find something you like and then just kind of go off the suggestions. And I mean, some of them might be good, some of them you might hate.
Well, like, you know, it's usually a good idea to check Rotten Tomatoes before you pick which movie you're going to go see, I find.
Yeah, that's the other thing too, right? Like, I think on Comixology, I mean, I'm just going to say, you're probably better off going with Comixology because nowadays, yeah, they have reviews and suggestions. I mean, it's just kind of a little bit more kind of fleshed out, right? So you have a better idea of what the hell you're reading or getting into, right?
Exactly.
You know, like, they have, like, actually, Comixology, they'll have, like, a, hey, are you starting off with comics? Are you a comics virgin? Here's what to read, right? That's almost always, like, you know, stuff that almost everybody has read, like, Days of Future Past and, you know, Civil War and all this other stuff. But, I mean, you know, again, they kind of get you started on stuff like that.
I didn't really like the Civil War comic.
Yeah, I felt it was kind of boring. Just kind of why I'm happy they're doing it as a movie, because I feel like they'll trim it down a bit.
It'll be a bit more grounded, too, yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, I kind of feel like it was just, like, I get the, you know, in comics they have all the side stories and whatever else, but it's like, I just like the general principle of that idea, and I just wanted to execute on it. So I kind of like that this film is basically going to condense it all into basically something that we can...
It's like, people are finally like, how come every time the Avengers go to save us, they level our city? Like...
Yeah. By the way, apparently Carlos got dropped from the call, so I'm going to add him again.
Oh, okay.
I thought it seemed quiet.
I know, I was like thinking the same thing. Alright, anyways. Oh, there he is. I'm sorry. Carl house. Why'd you leave us,
bro? I didn't leave you of my own volition.
I was like, wow, it's really quiet. Why hasn't Carlos chatted in a while?
No, my internet's failed me. And I was like, no, or it may have been Skype, it might, one or the other, but anyway, I'm back. So wait, did anything happen while I was gone, or was that the point?
Carlos, would you suggest somebody go to a comic book store to get comics, or get their stuff off Comixology, or like something like Comixology?
Why not both?
Okay, there we go. Carlos is being the
civil one, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Corey? Do you have a preference?
No, you know what? I don't really read comics anymore.
Don't read comics at all. And don't That's what he's telling you.
This is Corey's advice.
Yeah.
Kyle asks, if you could interview anybody on the podcast, who would it be and why?
Like interview people that are on the podcast or interview someone else on the podcast?
He doesn't specify, Carlos, but I'm going to logically say he doesn't want us to interview ourselves. But we kind of do that every week in an informal fashion. Let's say, yes, he wants us to interview other people.
We didn't you discuss this like today, Mr. Plinkett?
Which is kind of funny because I read that email and I'm like, oh, I definitely got to give this guy a shout out because, yeah, we've been reaching out to some folks.
Yeah, that'd be pretty epic.
Carlos, can you do your favorite Plinkett impression so people know who we might have as an interview one day?
Wait, Mr. Plinkett?
Yeah.
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace is the most disappointing thing since my son. There. That's your Mr. Plinkett impression.
That's your tease, guys. No, I just emailed them and they were like, that's cool. We'll take a look and get back to you. I'm like,
what kind of a thing at Three Angry Nerds? What? Why would I want to be interviewed by them? I'd rather
how
just
come see there's my four principles.
I feel like if they came on though, I wouldn't want them to be like themselves. I would want like just Plinkett the character on.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, that's what I'd want too.
If I don't get offered pizza rolls, I swear.
Probably be some racist jokes thrown in.
Yep. I wonder if he actually mails out pizza rolls.
I heard that too.
It's like, if you would like a pizza roll, email me your address and I will send you a pizza roll in the mail.
Anyways, yeah, so who would you actually want to interview?
Well, I know you want me to interview Chloe, so I guess I'm going with that.
Yeah, Carlos. Well, no, that's not your answer, can it? I mean,
I would like to interview her on the podcast.
We'd all have like restraining orders by the end of it. And...
Yeah.
Well, maybe you agree, but
well, I would. Yeah, I'd have another one.
I kind of feel like Corey's gonna want to interview a porn star. What's her name? Your favorite?
Dylan Harper. She's okay. You know who I would like to interview? Actually, is James Dean. I think he's hilarious. D-E-E-N, the, you know.
Sorry,
who? James Dean, the porn star.
Oh.
Read his blog, it's funny.
I was like, James Dean, isn't he kind of dead?
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, wait, that guy that was...
That's what I was thinking too. Don't get me wrong. That's why I started laughing.
He's alive. He's roommates with Elvis.
Like, so, James, let me ask the obvious question. What is it like being dead?
Crickets.
Of course, when you type in this guy, James Dean, porn star, like one of the first articles is a BuzzFeed article. 15 things you don't know about him.
I think his mom's like a nuclear physicist or something.
Apparently, he wanted to call himself Clint Cunnilingus.
We could interview Cleverbot sometime.
Yeah, we should. Then that one's actually realistic. I don't think Cleverbot would have any demands.
Yeah.
Alright. I feel like I'd want to interview Gary Busey. No?
Gary.
If anybody could be more crazier than anybody else on the podcast, it'd be Gary Busey. Be like, so are you really like what happened to your brain? Maybe
that smile.
What about you, Lucas? Who would you want to interview?
What, me?
Yeah.
Who would I want to interview out of all the people in the world? I think that I would want to interview Christopher Walken.
Okay. And why Christopher Walken?
Well, I figured that old man would have a few jokes to share, probably would have a few stories to talk about, and give us an insight in the movie industry and everything else. He used to be a Batman Returns and everything else, and he seems to be like a cool guy to hang out with. I would definitely want to talk to that man.
Do you guys get a chance tonight? Watch the SNL clip. It's Christopher Walken and a census taker, who's played by Tim Meadows. It's probably like his best clip ever on SNL. Yeah.
Okay.
Scott asks, with the Final Fantasy VII getting a remake, is there any game that you think from the PlayStation 1 or N64 generation only, so he's restricting us to those two consoles.
Okay.
What would be a game you'd want to have remade, and why?
That's easy! Although it's two games. But they're both in the same franchise, so it's Resident Evil 2 and 3. What the fuck? Why haven't those been remade yet? This is so ridiculous. I mean, you got a remake on the GameCube of the first one, and it was, like, one of the best games on the GameCube, and you're like, okay, are they going to remake 2 and 3 also on the GameCube? And they never fucking did. And I'm like, people have been begging for a remake, particularly of 2, for, like, forever.
You have people? Like, are they, like, little people?
Well, Resident Evil fans. So,
oh, okay. I didn't know what you meant by your people. It was kind of weird.
I do like how, like, the PlayStation generation, like, PlayStation 1 and 64, like, there were some really dumb ideas for games that came out then. Like, it's like some people weren't even trying. Like, Dino Crisis? What the hell was that?
Dino Crisis.
That was okay, actually.
I beat that game.
like, Dino Crisis, the first Dino Crisis, I liked Dino Crisis. Like, it's a dumb idea, like, but it's fun.
Or like Toomba, a guy that jumps on pigs and basically rapes them, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Ah!
I'm going to make the easy answer here and say the first Metal Gear Solid.
They already did remake it.
Yeah, that was also remade on the GameCube.
Yeah.
But, like, I want it on PlayStation 4. That's what I want, you know? Like, I actually wish Kojima, like, I know he kind of got the boot or whatever, but I kind of want him to be like, yeah, guys, guess what? I actually have the rights to the first Metal Gear Solid, and I'm going to totally remake it for PS4. And I'll be like, yes.
Like, by himself. He doesn't even have help. He just does every single thing.
What about you, Corey? What would you want remade?
Final Fantasy Tactics, actually.
That's a good choice.
That was a pretty cool game.
That's a good choice.
To be fair, if they're remaking 7, they should remake Tactics 8 and 9 at the same time. Like, I don't understand why
they did kind
not.
Of like an updated version of Tactics on the what was the handheld PlayStation?
Are you PSP? Talking about the first
PSP,
one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the one they did on Nintendo.
Yeah, Game Boy Advance. Yeah.
Yeah. The gritty one.
Yeah, with the laws and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Lucas, did you say what you wanted to have remade?
No, but I know, and I'm probably going to trump everybody, and it's kind of cheating in a way. It's been re-released on PlayStation 1, as well there's a game on PlayStation 1, but the Chrono Trigger series need to be redone. Or there's another game or series, whatever, continuation.
Years ago, there was an indie game developer that tried to do a 3D... Chrono Trigger, and they actually got pretty far into it, and I think they got a cease and desist. You could probably look it up.
I remember that.
They're like, quick, maybe if we work fast enough and nobody notices it, we can get it released before we get sued.
Yeah, pretty much. Didn't they do that with like a couple of things too? I can't remember. There's a couple of ones in my mind, but yes, they need to make Chrono Trigger re-release or like another Chrono Trigger game or something. The series needs to continue on. I don't know why they haven't. If they're releasing Final Fantasy VII, like, is it Chrono Trigger next?
We don't want the Chrono Bus to have made its last stop.
You know, actually, what I'd like to see again, which I had, like, a blast playing when I was a kid, was Mega Man Legends.
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Sounds
cool. I preferred Mega Man X, to be honest, but Legends was kind of like... Remember playing Legends, I was like, well, what the hell, it's all 3D and shit.
Yeah. Did you kick the dog?
Carlos, we don't abuse animals.
Carlos is racist. Carlos abuses animals. Carlos believes in white power. Like,
just checking all those boxes.
Oh, God.
That's it for emails. Wait, no, it's not. Except because we have a email from everyone's favorite listener of this podcast.
Marianne? Oh.
Marianne hasn't emailed in a bit.
Damn it!
What the fuck, Marianne?
Yeah!
I thought we were friends.
No, I'm pretty sure I know why, Carlos, because you were like, I don't want to answer your emails anymore. She was like...
Hey, that's not true. Yeah, I was just sick of her asking me the exact same question 5 times in a row.
I think we all were, but it was still entertaining. Somewhat. I mean, I get that it was a pain in the butt, but...
Anyway, Hamid, what does Hamid have to say?
Me and listeners to review you on iTunes, but you do not give us anything worth reviewing. You are worst podcast, as you don't talk about what nerds like me want to talk about. Instead, you talk about whatever you want to talk about. Why should I review you? I will give you a review if you can review yourself. I want each person on podcast to give a review, and if I think is sufficient, I will give iTunes review. Thank you, Amit.
Sorry, I couldn't hop back any longer.
I know. I've been sitting on that old podcast, and I've been waiting to kind of like just unleash it. You don't know how hard it's been.
What is that called?
So, Mead's basically asking us to review our own podcast.
Well, I thought he meant ourselves as like individuals. Like,
it's like, yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, who am I? Like, what is Carlos?
I'm 4.5 out of 5. I'm pretty amazing.
I'm a 5-star stunner.
I mean, sometimes I don't flush after taking a shit, but that's, you know, like.
That's why you took off that 0.5 star.
Oh my god.
I'm like, dog off 0.5 point for not flushing after taking a shit, so.
No, I think I need to go to rehab, and then I'm going to pull an Amy Winehouse.
So, Corey, we're giving yourself a 2.5 out of 5.
I'm giving myself a square root of -1.
Yeah. I'm giving myself 1,000,000 Uncle Joey's out of 1,000,000. If you don't understand that review score and...
Well, guess what? Nobody understands the Uncle Joey review score scale, so...
Yeah, yeah.
It really is up to the gods of Uncle Joey. Only he knows the true understanding of what these scores mean. So, Carlos, let's start with you. If you were to review this podcast, what would be your score and why?
In Uncle Joey's?
No, out of 5. You know, we get reviewed out of 5 on iTunes. So let's keep it consistent. Let's say out of 5. What
oh my god.
Give this podcast out of 5.
Can we divide by 0?
What?
Can we divide by 0? Like, come on.
So you're saying, like, you want to give the podcast a 5 out of 5?
Of course I want to give the podcast a 5 out of 5. Because then I can trash it in the comments. I can be like, this podcast is shit, but I still gave it 5 stars.
Yeah, it's like...
my god.
Okay, I should. I'm gonna play along. I don't want to like. You know, I'm not. I could just be like, no, let's move around. I'm actually gonna legit review this podcast. I'm gonna say 4 out of 5. We're pretty entertaining. We do talk about whatever we want to talk about, but then again, it's our podcast, so fuck you. We all have jobs, Hamid, or most of us do. So, unlike you, we're not unemployed bums. So, that's a reason enough to be a 4 out of 5. We answer your email. Most podcasts won't even answer your email. They would just, you know, click delete, and then you would never be heard of again. So, yeah, 4 out of 5. Actually, no, scrap that. 4.5 out of 5.
Oh!
Uh-oh. Curtis is breaking out the seriousness.
Oh, yeah. Better be careful here, man.
I can't comment. I never listened to it.
So 5 out of 5 by default.
Fucking Corey.
I do them and then I like rattle my brain to the point where I don't remember doing them.
Corey, just bringing in the hearts.
Podcast that you you know raped a bunch of dogs. Like, oh shit, did I really do
that? Oh, that's fuck, man.
Well, how many is a bunch and how many is like a couple? Because like, you know.
It's like 5, you know.
5, okay. Yeah, a bunch.
all right. Lucas, did you tell us what you were going to review this podcast?
I'm going to default to that. Like, I don't listen to the podcast very often as well. I don't think I have. So, like, that's a good point. Lucas, like, I don't listen to it.
You're a founding member. You have to have
I am a founder. I have to have some kind of opinion about this. Fuck. Okay. I don't know. Like, the podcast seems to be doing well. We've gotten from like 50 to 1500 people listeners, and I'm surprised every day we get like all these numbers. So, we must be doing something good. So,
just Curtis listening to it 1500 times.
Fuck, guys. You're not supposed to say that.
Curtis is just mashing that refresh button. He's like, come on.
You just got a bot, just makes profiles all the time. Just like, yeah, this podcast is awesome. Fuck, I don't know. I'd say because we're pretty still, comparatively to other podcasts, I'd say 3.5.
God damn it.
That's pretty fair.
Our audio quality could be a little better.
Well, if we're going off audio quality, this is easily like 0.5 or 1.5 or something.
We're almost there. Like, we need more interviews and we need more tech, if you want to call it that way. But, like, being completely honest, probably 3.5 because we're... See, but the whole entire fucking comment where you, that shit where, like, we're saying whatever we want to do. Isn't that the point of fucking podcasting? I get to say whatever I want. I get to say boobs and more boobs and all that shit. I don't care anymore. Fuck it.
Like, I like Lucas's maybe. Variety right there.
Boobs and more boobs. Good enough.
Well, we do have Anita on. I guess she fills our boob count for the podcast.
We need more boobs.
I will ask you this, Hamid, and this is a serious question, but wouldn't you rather listen to our podcast over, say, watching Bud Dwyer kill himself? I mean, like, what's more enjoyable?
That's
what I want to know.
That's a brutal video. The blood.
I've never seen
nose.
That video.
Watch it.
I mean, what would you prefer to do more, Hamid? Watch Bud Dwyer shoot himself or listen to our podcast? I think you want to listen to the podcast.
I don't know, Hamid, because I want to know why the hell do you keep emailing us and telling us how terrible we are, but you obviously still keep listening.
He's
like,
a troll?
We must be holding your interest somehow. So,
that's kind of the funny thing, right, is he shits on this podcast like pretty much every week, but he still listens and emails, so obviously he must... love us. I mean, I think it's kind of like...
Just denying it to yourself, Hamid.
Yeah.
That you're the only person you're really lying to.
That's it for emails.
Oh, thank God. I got to piss so bad.
Actually, we've answered your request to have our podcast be self-reviewed. I think you now have to...
And now you have to review us on iTunes and give us 5 stars.
Take a long look in the mirror, Hamid.
That was definitely a threat. Holy shit. The shit just got real, man.
Hamid, we know you're into heavy drugs. I mean, Corey cleaned himself up to get on this podcast.
Oh, my God.
Wait, are you saying that
Hamid... That should be the title of our podcast. Hamid, take a long look at yourself in the mirror. That should be the title of our podcast right there. That will get his fucking Hamid, attention.
Just
there you go. Right fucking there.
Hamid, if there was like a Rotten Tomatoes for listeners, you would have a 0%.
God. We're all going to get like envelopes with white powder in the mail now.
Hamid, you're like the Mac and me of listeners. You're the butt of chips. That's how bad you are.
You're the biodome of listeners, Hamid.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, we're like the sequel to Roadhouse. Like, everyone's forgotten about you, and they only remember the original because it was more amazing.
Oh, God.
I mean, get your shit in order. Come on. I mean, stop trying to, like, get us a self-review on us because, I mean, I gave you a cut this time because I know you're trying to recover from heavy drug use, but, like, come on.
Oh, my gosh, no. That should be the title. Do it, Curtis. Do it. Fucking get his attention, man. Call him out. Call him out.
You know what I would love is, I keep saying this, one of these days we should do like a call-in show where like people can call us into Skype and we just answer questions.
That's a fucking awesome idea.
I want to do that one.
I like that.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Like, are people actually going to call in, or are we just going to be sitting there being like, what?
Yeah. Listening.
That's kind of why I'm like, I don't want to do it, because I'm like, we probably would just be sitting here with nothing to
do. Well, not because you may not be. Why don't we just sort of pose that as like sort of like our question for the week? Like, just ask that to our people who are still listening. Is that the sort of something that you'd be interested in doing? But if you say yes, you have to actually call in if we decide to do it. Don't just leave us hanging.
No, can we put people on hold, can't we? Like, people that are calling you, can't they be put on hold or whatever?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, there you go. So it's possible.
I feel like it would be good to, like, say for a week when there's, like, no news. Like, when there's nothing to talk about.
But there's always something to talk about, Curtis.
So what's the title of this week's podcast? It's been revised, correct?
Amid, take a long look at...
Amid, get shit together.
So volatile, I love it.
What's funny, too,
is,
you know that he's, like, just sitting there, just, like, rage quitting on life right now. I mean, your email is bongripper420. Like, you gotta like, okay, that shit's fine when you're a teenager, but when you become an adult, like, you gotta kind of like, you know, put the brakes.
Bongripper420. Oh man, it's like, yeah, this is. I don't understand why nobody's emailing me back when I send them my resume.
Get a job at McDonald's. I wonder why.
And then I fooled McDonald's, tell them that they suck. They're a bad restaurant. Like, what the fuck's wrong with
I that? Asked them to review themselves as a restaurant.
That's when they hang up. See, him eat at least give you the time of day.
If you were to review yourself as an employer, what would you give yourself out of 5 stars?
It's like that movie Step Brothers, where they're like, well, why don't we interview you? And it's like, yeah, I guess that's a good tactic.
I was going to say, like, think about that, Hamid. Most people, if you asked them to review themselves, would have told you to fuck off. We actually indulged you. We did it. Nobody else would have.
We spent the last 20 fucking minutes talking about you and calling you out, yeah. Boy.
I feel like Hamid probably puts us as, like, a reference on his resume. Like, they're the only people that'll talk about me.
References,
so.
Podcast, 3 Angry Nerds, and then there's our names. Like, oh, what the fuck's this?
I would love for someone to email and be like, Bongripper420 has applied to Vince McDonald's. What can you say about him? He's a fucking asshole. Fucking don't hire him.
Just listen to the podcast and we'll tell you.
Yeah, just listen to the podcast. You'll really. And then we get new listeners. I like this. Corey's got the right thinking here.
Yeah.
So you don't want to, like, you know. You got to get some new listeners.
That's like the only time someone said that sentence. Corey's got the right thinking here.
In your whole entire life or just on this podcast?
Oh, in my life, like.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure about that.
Well, you had to be right at some
point. You got to give us a 5-star review just because of that. We're making positive change in Corey's life.
Another super long podcast.
Yeah, that's fine.
For like the last 50 minutes.
Yeah, like, really, this podcast could have been an hour long, but, like, the last half an hour is basically us.
Just rip it on Amid.
Yeah. You see, think about that, like, our listener base, like, everyone who's not Hamid, think about how much extra content you're getting because of Hamid. Like, he really is contributing so much to this podcast.
He's already a 3 Angry Nerd. Just put him on, like, fuck.
You know what we should do is we should add a tier to our Patreon where we will interview Hamid for half an hour. I feel like we would actually get some traction on that Patreon.
You would put that in as a reward.
Do it!
Like, we will interview Hamid.
I mean, Hamid would have to agree to it, but it sounds like he has nothing else better to do with his time. So I don't think that should
yes.
be a problem.
What I was going to say, remember how I sort of mentioned on an earlier episode that, like, our podcast sort of has, like, a mythology to it? Like, there is, like, sort of, like, a story that goes along, and there's certain characters that, like, Hamid is now part of our mythology of the 3 Angry Nerds podcast.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking of the movie Zodiac and the Zodiac Killer. I feel like, you know, that's, like, the closest comparison for Hamid. He's, like, kind of messed up. He, like, does some shit, you know. He wants attention. Yeah. Okay, should we wrap this up?
Wrap it up.
I only had a steak, and I'm still hungry, so.
All right, guys.
Review
us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Read Doom's fanfic. Help Corey get off drugs.
I have a new Twitter account.
Do you have a Twitter account?
I have a Twitter account.
Shit, what is your Twitter handle?
Pinball Mage.
Pinball Mage?
Yeah, I play pinball. I got some people talking to me. I had 5 people watch me play pinball.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just actually spelled like Pinball Mage, or is there some trick
yep,
to it?
Nope, that's it. I actually got that as my handle. I was like, fucking sweet.
I don't see you. Anyways, I'll look for it later. All right. Corey, do you have a Twitter? Or do you, like, think Twitter's beneath you?
I have one. I don't remember what the thing is. And I've never gone on it. I just use it to read, like, some of the celebrity stuff.
Yep.
Like, people I find that are funny.
Yep, that's what I do.
Yeah.
With that, we'll call the show done.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Peace out.
Later.
See ya.
Bye.